Welcome to the special report. I'm Mike Adams. The topic here is how the leaders of America are willing to sacrifice both Ukraine and all of Western Europe in order to try to destroy Russia. And the way we know this now, for sure, a lot of us suspected this earlier, but now we know it for sure because the truth has come out about the destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines. It turns out that it was the United States Navy working with the government of Norway. And the U.S. Navy was running their Baltop 22 exercise in June of last year, and they planted the explosives on the Nord Stream pipelines, you know, at least two places, and then they remotely detonated those explosives several months later in order to try to, destroy the energy supply to Western Europe and thereby try to economically harm Russia. And we saw Victoria Nuland from the State Department saying on video a few months earlier that if Russia attacks Ukraine, then that pipeline will for sure be rendered inoperable or non-functional. I forgot the exact phrase that she used, but basically she promised on camera that she's going to destroy the pipeline, or she's going to make sure that it is destroyed. And of course, the U.S. followed through on that. But because of the destruction of that pipeline, it thrust the European people across many European countries, including Germany and Austria and Poland and the UK and France and so on, into such incredible economic hardship because it took away their readily available, abundant, affordable power supply, from natural gas through the Nord Stream pipelines, from Russia, Gazprom. And as a result, we have now seen the deindustrialization of Europe on a frightening scale. We've seen shutdowns of metal smelting operations, shutdowns of glass manufacturers. We've seen shutdowns of bakeries. Anything that uses a lot of power has been shut down. People losing their jobs by the hundreds of thousands across Europe because the Nord Stream pipeline was blown up. And electricity prices in Europe right now, in some places, are 1,000% higher than normal. Other places, maybe only 800% higher. It's a catastrophe. And it was caused by the United States. Now, the U.S. is also sacrificing the Ukrainian men, mostly young men, but to some extent, all the Ukrainian people, in order to try to destroy Russia. And the U.S. says, here, Ukraine, have some tanks, have some artillery, have some armored vehicles, have some Bradleys, and then you sacrifice your young men, and we're willing to give you equipment so that you can fight to the last Ukrainian. While the Ukrainian people die, America is making Russia weaker and weaker by using up Russia's military resources and, industrial resources and so on. They're costing Russia money to fight this war and costing Russia resources. And what's astonishing to me is just how selfish America and NATO have become in this, how America and NATO are willing to inflict pain on the nations and the people of Western Europe as long as they themselves, the U.S. State Department, gets some perceived benefit out of this, which is, of course, hurting Russia. So in order to hurt Russia, the leaders of the United States are willing to hurt Europeans. How is NATO even still together at this point? How is it that the Europeans are putting up with this nonsense? If the Europeans really had access to the truth, they would be protesting in the streets right now to say, for God's sake, why are we partnering with the U.S. empire that blew up our energy pipeline and destroyed our economy and is killing our people in this proxy war with Europe? Why are we, the Europeans, allowing this to happen? And some people have protested in Germany, in France, in the UK, and so on. But by and large, the masses are told, oh, you're not allowed to protest. You're not allowed to question this. You have to be, quote, pro-Ukraine, which doesn't even mean pro-Ukraine. What it really means is you have to support this destructive imperialism of the West that is trying to destroy Russia. That's what it means. And what is the cost of all this? Because this is about much more than just Ukraine. Ukraine, the country we once knew, will likely not exist, at least not in its previous geography or government structure or anything after the conclusion of this war with Russia. But it's not just Ukraine. Western Europe is headed for total destruction. Western Europe may cease to exist as well. Western Europe is headed for massive deindustrialization, economic collapse, food shortages and food inflation, you know, agricultural collapse because of the lack of fertilizer. And as you know, BASF is moving out of Germany, BASF, moving out of Germany, which means that Europe will not have access to those resources. How many fertilizer plants have already shut down in Western Europe? Just about all of them, it seems, at this point. Mass joblessness is going to turn into mass homelessness. This is not a good scene. And it's all because the greedy, incompetent, arrogant U.S. State Department, run by, frankly, racist anti-Russian haters like Blinken and especially Nuland. Nuland is a racist, genocidal, anti-Russian hate monger. She is willing to destroy Western Europe to get Russia. I wonder what will happen when a sufficient quantity of Western Europeans wake up and realize that this is what's happening. You realize the anti-American sentiment across Western Europe will be, it will last for generations. There will be protests against America in the UK, in Germany, in these countries. And the European people will reject American-made products once they realize what's been going on. So thank you, Victoria Nuland. Thank you, Anthony Blinken. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, crazy Democrats, for making America yet again the most hated country in the world, even among Western Europeans. America will be hated across all of Europe. And in the meantime, by the way, who's offering economic abundance to the Western Europeans? Who has the resources? Who has the commodities? Who has the energy? Who has the oil? Oh, Russia. Mother Russia. Well, he have resources and gas. Everything that Western Europe needs to thrive economically, culturally, financially, is owned and possessed by Russia, which Russia would be happy to sell the Europeans if only those Europeans would break away from the insanity of the West and join a new global trading bloc with Russia, perhaps using a new global reserve currency system, you know, a new digital system, where you could buy Russian oil with something other than the SWIFT system, something other than the dollar. And this is what America is trying to avoid, or at least America's current leaders. They don't want Western Europe to realize that, and I say this deliberately, Western Europe would be better off with Russia than with America. That's right. Western Europe would be better off economically, culturally, from a security standpoint, you name it. They would be better off partnering with Russia than partnering with America, because America is only going to get them killed and destroyed and probably nuked, by the way. Whereas Russia, for the most part, they just want to sell energy and commodities. They just want to do business with Western Europe. Russia doesn't want to fight a war. They don't want to conquer lands, except, well, of course, the Donbass region, and they want to keep Crimea, but they don't want to conquer Poland or the UK. You know, they just want to sell energy to most of Western Europe. And that's why the U.S. State Department ordered the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline, to prevent Germany in particular from ever going back to Russia and saying, okay, let's negotiate peace. Let's negotiate peace and we'll buy your energy. See, that's why America destroyed the pipeline, to force Germany's hand, to force Germany into a prolonged war, and then to pressure Germany to send main battle tanks, the Leopard 2s. That's the plan. And it makes you understand that the United States of America, its military and its State Department, are operating as terrorists. Terrorists who target civilian infrastructure. This pipeline, or multiple pipelines, the Nord Streams, were civilian infrastructure, providing energy to, you know, bakers and homes and insurance companies and manufacturers, car companies, you name it. They were all hit by this terrorism from the West, terrorism by the Department of Defense with the State Department. Pentagon terrorism, blowing up civilian targets yet again, like they always do, like Desert Storm, blowing up civilian targets in order to coerce their enemies into acquiescence. And America did that with Libya, did it with Iraq, tried to do it with Iran, but did it with a lot of other countries around the world, including Central and South American countries. And America is used to getting its way. It's used to always being the biggest bully on the block to say, if you don't do what we want, we will bomb you. We will destroy your infrastructure. We will cut you off from the banking system. And America has tried all of these things with Russia, and none of it has worked. The U.S. empire has finally met its match. It has met the immovable object, which is Russia. Russia will not acquiesce. Russia will not negotiate with terrorists, which is, of course, the U.S. at this point, under the State Department and under the DOD. Terrorist operation. Russia will not negotiate, and Russia will not obey. And that's why this is going to escalate to global nuclear war, by the way, because the U.S. won't back down. The U.S. won't stop escalating. The U.S. is run by insane, arrogant, incompetent tyrants with their hands on nuclear weapons. And Russia is increasingly realizing the only way out of this from their point of view, and I always have to say, I don't want this outcome for God's sake, because I don't want to see my country destroyed. I don't want nukes to fly. But Russia, from their point of view, sees that their only remaining option is total war with the West. And that war will eventually go to nuclear weapons. And when it does, the West loses. The West loses for all the reasons that have become obvious. Russia has unstoppable hypersonic nuclear weapon delivery systems. Russia has better ICBMs. Russia has better anti-air defense systems. Russia has better technology, hyperglide vehicles. They've got missiles that can perform evasive maneuvers and so on. Russia just has better tech, by far, in the military space. And the U.S. has a culture of weakness, you know, especially among the younger generations that have been taught to be weak, to be soft, snowflakes and soy boys. The Russian people have lived under hardship for a very long time. Economic sanctions have been in place there for about a decade, at least that, those are just the recent sanctions. And they've lived under other kinds of sanctions for generations, by the way. The Russian people, no matter what you think of them, they are some of the toughest and smartest people on the planet. Tough, super tough. That's why the SWIFT sanctions could not topple the Russian empire, the Russian government, because they're used to living under hardship. The American people aren't used to hardship at all. The American people are used to everything being soft and cushy and just in time and, you know, Uber Eats and convenience this, convenience that, everything. Free money, low interest rates, everything's affordable, universal basic income, all that. Cushy, soft, apathetic. Now, thank God we still have some real Americans among us. Conservatives, gun owners, cowboys, you know, first responders, veterans, active duty soldiers, especially the older ones, because they grew up in a time when you had to be tough. There is still toughness in America, so it's not over for us yet. But unless we change course, America becomes a culture of just weak, pathetic soy boys and child groomers and pedophiles and trans cultists and mutilators. I mean, we're very, very close to that right now. So we have to change course quickly or it's over for America. Oh, and by the way, notice that the mainstream media will never tell you that America blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. They won't report it. Because in this case, America was the terrorist. The U.S. military carried out an act of terrorism against civilian infrastructure, which violates all kinds of rules of war, you know, United Nations rules and so on. So This will never be talked about in the mainstream media. No one will ever be held to account. Folks, this destruction of the pipelines, this is a war crime. These are war crimes against innocent civilians in Europe, and yet nothing will ever happen. No one will be held responsible. They will just gloss it over and pretend that America wasn't involved. But you and I know the truth, and so do more and more people across independent media as well. We know the truth. We know that if we're living in America today, we're living under a terrorist fascist regime. If you're living in Germany today, your leaders are fascists. Your leaders are Nazis. If you're living in Ukraine today, your Zelensky president is complicit with Nazis and fascists. And if you're living in the UK, I don't have to even tell you you're living under tyrants and authoritarians and fascists, socialists, communists. It's a hodgepodge of bad people. You know that. So that's the reality of where we are, folks. And remember that if the military leaders and government of America are willing to sacrifice European people to get what they want, they're also willing to sacrifice American people to get what they want. They're willing to carry out false flags that could kill millions. They're willing to nuke an American city. Have no illusions. They're willing to kill millions of Americans just as they are killing millions of Europeans. And these are the same people who developed the bioweapon and put it in a needle and have injected a couple hundred million Americans with a depopulation bioweapon. So there's your proof right there. They're already in the process. They're well along at trying to mass murder tens of millions of Americans, if not more. So have no illusions. You are an extermination target. And the governments of the world in the Western nations, they are carrying out democide, D-E-M-O-C-I-D-E, democide against their own people. It's all by design. Prepare accordingly. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com.
A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.